I am very surprised indeed. I mean, yesterday I put it to him for the second time that, you know, Councillor Hancock's position was now untenable on the council. And today we now have the wide publication on the internet of the PASCO report. And therefore, I think it's particularly irresponsible of the leader of the council to leave Mike in this position, in a privileged position of trust, and particularly having access to vulnerable adults.
I mean, there's obviously still investigations and hearings going on around Mike Hancock. Do you think we should not be waiting until the sort of the other proceedings are finished?
Absolutely. I mean, I've made this point several times before as well. I've been chairing the investigation committee against Councillor Mike Hancock for several months now, and myself and two Liberal Democrat councillors have been sitting on that. It was my will in September, when we accepted Nigel Pascoe's QC's report, that we should go ahead and conclude this case for everybody involved, including Councillor Hancock, as soon as possible. Unfortunately, colleagues on the council decided that they wanted to tie it up with the civil case against Mike Hancock, which is due for September this year. But the reason that's wrong is because the civil case against him being heard at the High Court is a damages hearing. It's for damages. It's not a case to adjudicate whether or not he broke rules and standards under the codes of conduct in public office, which is what the complaint that was made to the council. So, you know, I think it's completely wrong to try and tie the two cases together. And I do believe that Councillor Hancock's position is completely untenable now. The report is very damaging. There is some, you know, particularly explicit information in there, which is not nice, and it doesn't make nice reading. And I really do believe now that his position is one where he should be suspended until this is all finally concluded.
How do you think this reflects on the Lib Dems in Portsmouth, and especially as the leader of the council is Lib Dem?
Well, you know, it's not good at all. I mean, the leader of the Liberal Democrats also sits on the Liberal Democrat National Executive. He is also vice president of the Liberal Democrat Party on the Local Government Association. So he is a well-known and fairly high-ranking Liberal Democrat Party member. And people, younger people in his party and other members, will be looking to him for examples on how to conduct themselves, particularly when you are elected and publicly accountable. And for Gerald to bury his head in the sand, to not suspend Mike Hancock, is completely unacceptable. You know, I am Gerald's opposition. I'm leader of the opposition in Portsmouth. And I can tell you that if this was one of my Conservative councillors, I would have suspended them. And if this was a vice versa situation, Gerald would absolutely have been putting me under an enormous amount of pressure to do that had I have failed to do so. I'm just shocked that he has come to you today saying he is not prepared to suspend Mike Hancock. I think it's absolutely terrible. It will restore my confidence that the leader of the council is taking his obligation as somebody who has been elected to represent people in this city. We as elected councillors have a duty to protect the public. We're talking about a vulnerable adult here, somebody who had contact with Councillor Hancock because he was helping her with a housing issue, with noisy neighbours, with fences in her garden. You know, she came about him because he was a councillor. And for the leader of the council to ignore these very serious claims is completely wrong. You know, and like I've said previously, if this was a member of staff at Portsmouth City Council, they would have been suspended. There is no presumption of guilt there. It's to protect them as well as also to protect the vulnerable adult on the sort of receiving end. And, you know, I don't agree that it's right for the leader of the council to say it's one rule for me and my Liberal Democrat colleagues and another for all of the staff and the other councillors. It's just simply not fair. But the difference with the Portsmouth case to the civil case is that we have already concluded and accepted Nigel Pascoe QC's report. And that QC, a very experienced QC in dealing with rape and sexual assault cases, has taken the unprecedented step of stating publicly he wants his report to be published, he gives permission for that, and also doing an interview with a national news channel back in September saying that he was very frustrated this case wasn't coming to conclusion and he believed it should be as a matter of urgency. Now, because we have got the report concluding that there was something done wrong by Councillor Hancock, and that has been formally accepted by the committee which I chaired, this is why I believe we should be going ahead with the punishment now, and at the very least, the leader of the council should be suspending him until the council has done that.